I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, welcome to the Horse Hour podcast. I'm Amy Stevenson. Happy Boxing Day. I hope you had a lovely Christmas. Today I talked to Debbie from Forces Equine. Are you in the military or police force? You might have a parent or a husband or wife who's a fireman or in the ambulance service. Then Forces Equine are here to support you in the equestrian industry. Plus, you could win loads of great prizes with Debbie's 12 Days of Christmas. She's raising money for the Wilbury Wonder Pony Foundation, and that you could be meeting celebrity riders. Debbie's going to tell us all about it. This is Horse Hour. Welcome, Debbie Heath French, who is the founder of Forces Equine. She's got a nice glass of wine there, ready. You know, the Horse Hour podcast is not that difficult. We like you to feel relaxed, Debbie, but the fact that you've got a glass of wine is even better. What's your tipple?
I know for my glasses of wine. It's either champagne or rosé wine, so yes. But everyone who knows me always says, Deb, do you want wine?
So we're a posh girl, are we? A little bit of champagne?
We just function on wine. It's fine. If we're scared, we have a glass of wine. If we're happy, we have wine.
Well, don't be scared. This is not scary at all. We can't wait to hear about Forces Equine. It's something that is very, very close to my heart. I do say this with a lot of charities, but you can explain what you do. You help the forces and you help the people in the military.
Yeah, well, we're not a charity. We're not for profit. Mm-hmm. So basically, because we're BRC affiliated, we have to have a very small amount of money left in our bank account, which is fine, because that's their rules. So any extra money we make always goes off to charities that we sort of pick up through the year and who we want to look after. And our charities for 2017 are Hannah Francis's Wilbury Wonder Pony, also the ABF, which is the Army Benevolent Fund, and also PC Nicola Hughes, which was, they were on the news again recently. It was the girl and her partner that went off to a house and they were just killed in cold blood. Oh. Her father has started a memorial fund for children that have seen their parents murdered and trying to rehabilitate them and give them a good standing in life. So, yeah, we thought we'd go this time because we're involved with BRC, civilian and military and emergency services charity, and they're the ones we've chosen.
So you're not a charity, but you do support charities.
Yes, that's what we do.
And today we will talk more about what you guys do, as you know, what your business is, what the Forces Equine do to support equestrians. Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit more about the charities, though? Why? What made you select those charities? Because they're great, great charities. There are so many out there. Is there a personal connection?
Well, with the military charities, having served, and my husband still serves, then obviously a military charity is quite close to my heart. With the emergency services, because we look after the emergency services, I was very conscious that I've got lots and lots of emergency services coming out there and doing stuff for charity or riding, and, mm-hmm. and nothing's being sort of sent back to them. So it was nice to do something back in response for them. And like I say, with doing stuff with BRC and Hannah having such a positive, impact within the equine sort of like environment, I just thought, well, no, we should support a non-related military or emergency services charity. And to be honest, I never started Forces Equine to make any money. That's not what it's ever been about. It's just been about bringing like-minded people that don't normally fit into other equine sort of environments purely because their job doesn't let them. Mm. So it's never been about making any money. And so any money that we do make, the difference from the membership that doesn't pay for what they need, or if we make any money at events or shows and it, you know, we've paid for the rosettes, then it needs to go somewhere.
It all goes back into it.
Yeah. And we thought we'd go back into something, you know, to do with the people that are involved in it, to be honest.
So predominantly then, you're anybody that's in the forces or emergency services. So you could be in the Marines, the Navy, the RAF, you could be in the police force, you could be a fire,
ambulance, nurses, fire, the whole shebang. We cover them all. Yeah.
And so if you're into riding and you maybe have horses or you go riding, then how can we get involved with you?
Well, you can go to, you can find us on the web. We're all over social media. Lots of people find us that way. And obviously we're in partnership. We're not obviously, but we're in partnership with British Show Jumping, British Dressage, British Eventing. They can find us through there because we've got various sort of like championships we do through those guys. But you just go to the website, fill in a form, pay your membership, and away you go. And we'll pick you up. And once you've come out and met us all, you would never think you've never been with us. That's pretty much how we all work.
You're a lovely, lovely community. Because it is like that, isn't it? There's a big divide between people that are in the forces or public sector and then civilians. You know, us mere civilians, we have an easy ride, really.
I just think with us, it's just, I think you try and put your life first, which is your job. But then you're trying to do something you love at the same time. And there's lots of, even the riding clubs, I'm not knocking them at all, but it'll be like, you need to compete on Saturday. Joe Bloggs will go, yes, I can. No, I'm sorry, my shift has changed. And it's like, oh my God, you let the team down. We accept that. And anybody we work with, so we do a team event at Hickstead or even Blenheim. If I need to change our team, even 24 hours beforehand, they'll let me do it.
Oh, amazing.
They're very good. Because, you know, we've had Sammy Jo Slater, who's in the AGC in the Army, twice she's meant to be going off to see Blenheim and twice she's been posted to Canada at short notice. So it's like, oh my God.
She must be gutted.
She wants to do it all, but I suppose, you know, Canada's quite nice. But, you know, then we've got other people that just, I'm off that weekend and I can do that and I can, you know, bring it up the roof for the team. They're very good that way.
Mm. So what did you do in the Army?
Yeah, I'm ex-war signals. Yeah, so that all the communications in the Army.
Wow. And what made you leave? What made you give it up?
I hurt my back. So I hurt my back in service. And in my day, it wasn't great to have an injury. It was just like, if you can't do your job, you shouldn't be there, which is understandable. If you can't fulfill what you're supposed to, why should you be drawing the Queen's shilling, as they say? So I decided to leave and did a few jobs and then found myself in the web design industry and then found myself doing Forces Equine.
Oh, amazing. See, sometimes, yeah, but it always is by mistake, isn't it? And sometimes, you know, you're calling just says, I think you and I get to an age where we go, oh, I want to do something that I love, not just for the money. And you start doing it just as a bit of fun, really, and then end up, you know, having a really successful business, Forces Equine's amazing. And the collaborations that you do with industry bodies is brilliant. Who are you connected with?
Well, like I say, we're in partnership with British Show Jumping, British Dressage, British Eventing. I just gone into partnership with the FEI TV, obviously affiliated to BRC. But even from doing this 12 days of Christmas thing, we've been organising just getting the page right for the last week, but really for the last 24 hours. It's amazing to think who knows us, what we're about and who will give us something to really, you know, raise money for charity and stuff. It's pretty cool.
So what's the 12 days of Christmas?
We decided to do a 12 days of Christmas, which was going to be for our members, but is now going UK wide. So it'll be for all the British public. All they have to do is pay £12 to be able to submit their entry over the 12 days. So every day for 12 days, which then puts them in the hat at the end of the 12 days to be able to win various prizes. But each donation, the whole £12 goes to the charity, which is the Wilberry Wonder Pony charity. So that's where that's at. But I thought we were just going to get little things, but we've got some amazing things like signed photos from Nick Skelton.
Wow.
12 tickets to ride, which I thought was really cool because that's, you know, with British Show Jumping, because it's for 12 days of Christmas. They've given us Team GB stuff. You know, we've just had lots and lots of tickets for various events like Royal Windsor, Olympia, Bolesworth, Liverpool, Hickstead for next year, which one person will win. So basically it's going to set up their 2017 calendar, and it is all for £12. If they want to enter twice in one day, they'll have to pay another £12, but that gives them two entries for the next 12 days, you know. But it was just something we wanted to do for charity, but it's our own little advent calendar for a great charity.
Oh, it's a brilliant idea. I love it. So one person can win all those tickets?
Yes. So basically, the prizes we've got at the moment is pairs of tickets to 2017. That will go to one lucky winner. And I've just named a few, but even before I got on the thing to you today, Simon at Hickstead's just offered me two tickets. He offered me a couple of pairs. And I was like, no, they don't need a couple of pairs. I just want a pair. But we've got things like 12-month subscriptions to Style Reigns magazine, lessons with Stella Bunn, Arena, Mirror, like I say, British Show Jumping goodie bag. Yeah, there's some great things. A gold medalist, Emily Llewellyn, polo lessons, all sorts of wonderful stuff. And it keeps growing. Scott Brush is going to sort me something out because I spoke to him yesterday.
Well, tell him to reply to my email, please.
Oh, okay.
Next time you speak to him, say, Eamon's been hassling you. She wants you on the Horse Owl podcast.
I'll ask him for you. He's lovely. But yeah, he's our ambassador. We were very lucky to take 18 riders down to him this year. And they all had a bit of Scott Brash for 45 minutes to an hour and a half, and they loved it. And he's just such a genuinely nice guy. And cracking staff in his yard, and yeah, it was great.
So how long has Forces Equine been going?
Since 2008. I finished competing because I wasn't eligible anymore to ride with the military, and people just said to me they wish they knew where the local saddle club was when they got posted. Mm. You know, where's good to ride, what events were going on, and it just wasn't out there. So I built, literally, it was meant to be a signpost website, and from there it grew, and people just approached me and said, can we do this together? And then in 2012, we set up a show called Forces Equine Games that went on the BBC and ITV.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, it was cool. It was a bit, I was knackered. It took me 2 weeks to get over that. But that was to raise money for charity as well, which did very well. I think we raised 20 grand in the end. And it just blown from there. And it grows every day. It's quite scary how much it grows. But it just shows how people need it and just want to get together.
Yeah, well, to a certain extent, you understand what those people are going through at that time. Mm. You've lived it yourself. You're in a relationship now where you're the wife at home whilst your other half is away. And it sucks. Yep. It's horrible. Yep. And then if you love horses, you've got friends that understand you're loving horses. And then you've got friends that don't. And so they don't want to hear about your horses. So, you know, whilst I guess you guys just get it all.
Yeah, and we're all on the same wavelength. So mm-hmm. if everyone's having a bad day or someone's worried, it's just quite amusing. Someone always goes, here, have wine, have a beer.
it's just, that the
it's
answer
just
for
like being back in the military. But everyone also, we've got top riders like Charlotte Lee, who's just come off the international experience with British Show Jumping. Mm. And if we needed to go to Hickstead, needed a 105 rider, she'll pull another horse out to make up that team. Due to someone can't go because either injury, because generally we're all one horse owners because that's what we can all afford or what we can all manage, or if someone's being called back into work. So, you know, there's some great people that will just drop everything to try and support the team or you know, show support in some respect. And I just think that's what we're all about. It's camaraderie, you know.
Well, on top of that, we're really proud of you. And I know that sounds like, oh, it can sound a little bit crazy, but we are like, genuinely, we are. A really good friend of mine is in the forces too, and he's away at the moment. And he was watching a rugby game in a country with a few English people. And this guy was sat on the table next to them. Anyway, they were chatting away and, you know, got on really well. And the man got up and left. And just as he left, the waiter came over and said, there's a huge bottle of Jaeger there for you. And it's just been bought by that gentleman who's just left. And he wanted to say thank you for your service. And how
nice, sweet.
How nice is that?
Yeah, it is good.
And I think a lot of us are afraid to say, you know, we are super proud of you. And I'm even more proud of the fact that you're equestrians as well. And one, it's hard enough for me with a 9-to-5 job, having to get down to the yard, muck out, you know, clip the horse, ride the horse, look after the horse, feed the horse, to then have a job where your shifts are all over the place. You could be out of the country half the time. You've got to rely on so many other people. It takes such a huge commitment to compete, to even look after a horse, let alone compete. I mean, it's just amazing what some of your guys do.
No, that's where I have utmost respect for them. And the other thing I love is we have like, we have our own little handbook, and there's sort of like levels of, you know, if you're going to go out and ride and you want to ride in uniform, then please do. But remember, you're in uniform, blah, blah, blah.
You're allowed to ride in uniform.
Yeah, they're allowed to ride in uniform, which is grand. You know, the people that where we go, the environments we go to, so say Scope, or we did the badminton dressage this year, the amount of reports I get back going how proud they were because they look so smart, and they're really touched that uniform services, whether it's emergency services or the military, turn up and compete at their venues. So it works both ways. They have the utmost respect to riding uniform, and then the people hosting the events have the utmost respect to have them there. So yeah, that's really quite special. And it's super.
What's lovely is that we're not talking about the mounted units that are part of Forces Equine. This is just the normal everyday. It could be the Bobby on the beat. It could be an emergency response paramedic, or, you know, somebody that is an engineer in the RAF.
What was amazing this year, we had Lottie Green and Louise Ailey that came from the fire services. One is Hampshire Fire Service and one is Kent. And they came out with these wonderful white numbers with these big red like badges on the side of it. It was brilliant. And that's the first time the fire service has been out with us. But, you know, they came with us, and it was just like they'd known everybody for ages and, you know, for years, and they just fitted in. I just think that's our mentality. And I just think it's just getting bigger every day. It's quite scary how quickly it's growing, but not in a bad way, in a good way.
It's good.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Do you offer support to civilians as well then?
Yeah, we had, I had a lot of people that originally when we did Force Equine, you had to just be military.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Military or emergency services. And then I had a few people join me. They weren't. And they were like, well, I was thinking of joining, but I know how you operate. I like the way you work. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to ride with you. So we have associates. So people that want to ride with FE but may not have a direct connection to it. It just stops them in a couple of events that they can't do. So say Royal Windsor, where you have to be in uniform service, or be a dependent or something in three other events that we get involved in. But that doesn't stop them. It's not like they're our main events. So, you know, there's lots more they can get involved in. But I think it's just our camaraderie. And you just have to look at all the reports on social media when British Dressage just publicised our championships and all the nice comments of people having fun, saying it was professionally run, enjoying themselves and just enjoyed the bunch of people they're with. To me, that's what's important.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially if you're in a harsh job, or not a harsh job, but just a hard job. So with the shift work or being posted or being away like your friend. When you come back and want to do something you love, like something to do with horses, you want it to be fun. You don't want it to be heavy duty.
Exactly. But it should be fun for all of us.
Yeah.
We take it all a little bit. I know it's serious, but, you know, I think we could be a little bit more lighthearted with it.
Well, you should hang out with us a lot because we don't, but we just laugh.
That sounds amazing.
No, that's what we do. It's got to be fun. The minute it starts being fun, then that's when you've sort of got to give it up. That's our attitude. That's a lot of our riders' attitudes.
Do you still ride now?
Yep, I've just bought a new horse 2 and a bit weeks ago. I did my first dressage competition on Sunday at Teen Quest, got 53%. But for me,
oh, but well done. You had a broken back. Let's be honest. You know, that's amazing.
Me to get on a horse that I didn't really know. Sixth time I've ridden him off the back of a lorry, as in, you know, the ramp, and went round, did a test. I achieved so much that day. So, you know, that was my stepping stone. But one of my members, Deborah Rennick from South Yorks Police, was there, and she rode her horse round with me, and we had a good old chat. And then I read her test for her, and I did a video for her, so she could like see a video, and we pop it on YouTube. And yeah, it's just all swings and roundabouts. It's everyone's in to help each other, no matter the level.
Sounds lovely. Sounds really, really cool. I want to join.
Should do.
So do you have little places all over the UK then? Because you're based in Lincolnshire. So yeah, for people that are based...
The organisation's moved from Colchester to Aldershot, from Aldershot to Biggin Hill to Lincolnshire in the times we've moved. And it just comes with me. But I've got points of contact down in the home counties, West Midlands, North, where I am, East Anglia, South West and the South Central. And everyone sort of congregates together. And if today I've been hit up by some guys in Catterick and they're like, do some stuff in Catterick. And I'm like, yeah, of course we can. You just need to tell me your local venues. I'll do a bit of digging, touch base, see what we can hook up, and away we go. So really, it's wherever people need us, we'll be there. We're like the Salvation Army.
Well, yeah. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell everybody about?
I would just like to push this Wilberry Wonder Pony 12 Days of Christmas we're doing. It is an aid of Hannah and her family. I don't have a direct connection with bone cancer, so it's not that. But I just felt, having lost a child myself, this is the first Christmas they're going to be without their daughter. And I just thought, from my own personal side, and I know the equine community behind her, to do something for her would be quite personal to me. So I'm really hoping that makes as much money as it can. It doesn't have to make hundreds of thousands. We're only very small, but I'm hoping with as much social media and talking to Horse and Hound and everybody that we can do, that we'll be able to raise awareness and make them realise that she's not been forgotten, even from people that didn't directly know her like they did. So there's that going on. And we're also doing a two-day event for charity in March at Arena UK, which is training on both days and a black tie dinner in the evening, where we're going to auction some very famous riders to give clinics on the Sunday. But that will be in aid of her and the two military charities, and the military charity and the emergency services charity I spoke about.
Sounds brilliant. For a minute there, I thought you were going to auction them off so I could take them home.
Well, I don't know.
I would quite like that.
Ben Hobday keeps ignoring my emails, so I'm really upset because I heard he'd be up for it. But yeah, no, he avoids me. Maybe he's heard about me, I don't know. But we could do that. That sounds fun.
I just want a few around a dinner table for dinner. I'd love to pick their brains and
come dine with me, equine style. That would be brilliant. That would be awesome. I think that's something you should run with.
Do you reckon we could? Not the date version. We don't want come dine with me couples. But that would
just come dine with me. And I'd like to see Jeff Billington. What, would he knock up an omelette? Or do you think he could actually throw out a three-course meal?
Well,
I might email him and ask him. I wonder if Channel 4 would do that. That'd be brilliant.
The issue that I'd have is nobody would want to come to my house because I'm really bad at cooking. So I'd have to find someone else to cook it. Well, Debbie, it has been such a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for thinking of Forces Equine all those years ago and for doing so much. You were very supportive for everybody. You know, you're supportive for the people that are taking part. You're supportive for the people that are in the industries, in the forces, in the police, in the, you know, ambulance, fire service. And you're supportive for us as equestrians as well. So you've got a lot on your shoulders, lady.
I've got some very, very, very good members and very good volunteers who are all serving in some capacity that support me and do a lot. And they're brilliant. Without them and without the members, there'd be no need for us. So it may have been my brain idea, but trust me, it wouldn't run without all the guys behind me.
Oh, well, we 100% back you. Horse Hour thinks you're great. So let's just recap then. We can get involved if we are in the forces ourselves or if we're married to somebody that's in the forces.
Yes, or a dependent of, so if you're a child of.
Okay, and then that's how we can join up in your membership section and we can come and ride with you in your teams when you compete and just get to know other people that are in a similar position.
Yes, because you've got that connection. You've got that my husband's away or my partner's away or my best friend's away and you don't know how to cope with it. Mm. Someone else will go, this is how you cope with it. So there's even that connection. Or you've got the people like me that are ex-serving and miss that camaraderie, that meet up with other like-minded people and sit there and go, do you remember so-and-so? And, you know, it's a strange but great environment, if that makes sense. Yeah. It's a lot of people don't understand it unless you've served or been with someone that's been in that sort of position. And I don't think you ever lose the social side of it. So that's also great. And we get lots of parents that come down with their kids and they just like it because they're serving people there and they get to have a bit of a laugh. Mm. So it works well. It does work well.
And if we're non-serving or we're not related, then we can take
You can join up as associates. But like yeah. I say, there's only four things that some of our riders get involved in that you can't do, like myself, because yeah. you're not eligible anymore. Mm-hmm. Or that you do need to be a direct dependent. But we will guide you through that. So it'll be, you know, everything else you can do, but we'll say you can't do this one. But like I say, there's four things out of about 20 events we get involved in. So it's only a handful.
And if we just wanted to offer our help and offer our support to you, can we get in touch?
Yep.
Because there are lots yep. of people out there. I was talking to Help for Heroes the other day, and they were saying literally the phone calls and emails that we get of lovely, kind people that are saying, you know, I want to offer my time, I want to offer my help, my support, but what can I do? You know, there are lots of people that do want to help.
Yeah, I know. We always need helpers in any capacity, you know, whether it's with the web, on the ground, at events, promoting stuff. I've got some great media people that go out there and just, you know, just keep promoting it. Anything just to keep it going, because I've learned from this. It actually is something people need. Otherwise, I wouldn't keep having the members join and I wouldn't keep the members. So it's obviously doing a good thing. And I think it's here to stay, which is quite scary, but in a good way.
It's not scary. It's brilliant. Well, Debbie, thank you so, so much. How can we follow you on Twitter?
Okay, if you find us on Twitter, it is literally go to Twitter and we are Forces Equine. If you find us on Facebook, just look up Forces Equine. We have a group there which is closed for security reasons, but you can ask to join it. We've got a page you can like. We're on LinkedIn. We're everywhere.
Well, yeah, do you have an element of a security risk because of what happened with Lee Rigby and you know, there's a heightened security element of people aren't supposed to be wearing their uniforms if they go out and things like that. How do you protect them?
With their uniforms, it's not down to us to tell them that they have to or they can't wear the uniform. It's down to their chain of command because we're not military. We're just an organisation that supports them. Mm. So it's literally down to them to go to their chain of command and check to see whether it's safe. But things like we're doing something with Equine Affairs to all our events and they'll give you a start list and all the names of the people that are going to be there. I've already said we can't have that on our main website. I want it on our members' site, which is all... like a bank website where you go, you've got the HTTPS with a little padlock. Mm-hmm. So you can log in there. They can find that info. For me, it's no one else's business to know who's who and where they are. They can see when the events are, but they're not going to know who's going to be there and at what time. So if it's a dressage test. But, you know, this information, if you knew who someone was, it is readily available on any of the event websites, you know, wherever they're going to go to. Their name will be there with their start time, etc., with the way the web's moved on. But for us, there are certain things I like to put live. There's certain things I don't.
No, I think that's totally very sensible.
But it's even like our discounts and stuff. I had someone hit me up today. Could you make sure the discount is not widely open to social media? Yeah, of course. It goes into our members area. Yeah. You know, and that's what we do. It's just fair, you know.
Well, it wouldn't be fair for somebody else to get it that isn't representing your country.
Exactly, or got some sort of connection to us. So, you know, it's true. We do get lots of good stuff because of what we're about. And I just think it's fair just to keep it to who we are. And, you know, it's another reason to hang around with us, I guess.
But it's also, yeah, absolutely. It's also good, though, that to know that you're that heightened with your security and that you know that if your name's not going to be put out there. And because I'm thinking, well, if non-civilians can then log on and become associates, would they be able to see who else is there? And how would you then gauge if a non-civilian is a legitimate non-civilian or somebody not very nice?
Well, I mean, it's like anything. It's like any organisation you join. I'd be very honest with you. In 8 years of FE running, I've had two issues where one was swearing and one where someone was rude. Other than that, we've not had anybody get out their pram or do anything wrong or pose any threat or be derogatory. We're very lucky. And I just think that's the way we are from day one. But everything has to be working on trust. And generally, you will meet certain people and you'll be able to weigh them up. And that's just how we work. Or someone knows somebody. It's very much a word of mouth, you know, someone, oh, so-and-so is a member, so they said join. With the associates, they are very few and far between, because I think a lot of people think they're not in the forces, so they can't join. But yeah, no, if someone proved not to be very nice, then obviously we would have to ask them to leave, like you would if you were a member of BS and you played up.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's like anything. Yeah. So yeah, we just monitor it.
Oh, well, it's brilliant. So have you got a website, Debbie?
I have. Our website is www.forcesequine.org.uk. All our information is on there. It's mobile responsive, so whatever you're looking at it on, you'll be able to find all the information out. But if anyone's got any questions, you can email us at fehq@forcesequine.org or pick up the phone and give us a call.
And don't forget the 12 days of Christmas is £12 to get a ticket. You can get as many tickets as you want as long as you pay the £12.
Yeah, £12, so you can have 12 entries, one per day for the 12 days. If you want to have more than one, so if you wanted to do a second one on each day, then it would cost you a further £12. But there's some fab prizes to win. I mean, it's the monetary value, it's worthwhile. And £12 is not a lot of money.
So when does the 12 days of Christmas start?
26th of December, Boxing Day.
Oh, good. So it starts Boxing Day and it runs on until...
So literally, you know the 12 days of Christmas, my tree, that's Boxing Day. And then
does
when you take your trees down on the 6th.
Hold on, did that start on Boxing Day? I always thought that was leading up to Christmas.
No, apparently not.
No way.
Because that's why you have, you're meant to, well, I don't know, 12 days, no, because they've given presents. No, I read it as they gave him presents after Christmas Day. So, but then your tree comes down on the 6th, and then on the 7th we announce what everyone's getting for New Year. And I really want to enter. I've been told by British Show Jumping I can't enter for what I want, which is their goodie bag. Apparently that would be completely immoral. I'm like,
yes, it is immoral.
You know, every day a winner will be announced. So say like if your name got pulled out the hat on the 26th, you would be my winner for that day, but you will not know what you've won until the 7th of January, because we'll video it, stick on YouTube, so no one thinks we've pulled this one out and gone, oh, I'll have that.
Well, thanks, Debbie. Forces Equine, have a really lovely new year, and I think we should catch up in the new year about who won, what the prizes were, and your plans for 2017 too.
That'd be awesome.
Thanks then, bye.
Thank you, take care.
Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. I can't believe it's Boxing Day already and Christmas has been and gone. I mean, we spend so long building up to it and planning it and buying the presents. And we did a little poll just before Christmas asking, do you buy your horse a Christmas gift? And 75% of you do, which is lovely. I think even if it's a little something. But then there's some of you that don't. And I remember not buying Blackjack a Christmas present one year and I felt so guilty all day. I mean, not that he knows, because for them it's the same day, isn't it? They don't know any different. But I think my human brain felt really bad, so even now he just gets a little bag of apple treats or a little bag of something so that then I don't feel so guilty. What did you get up to this Christmas? Did you get to go and see your horse? Did you get them anything nice? Or did you go for a pub ride? Send us your photos, tag @horsehour on Twitter and Instagram. And we'll join you tonight for Horse Hour. Horse Hour is going on Twitter between 8 and 9. And I can't wait to see what you've been up to. Speak to you soon.
You've been listening to Horse Hour. Join the community on Twitter, Mondays, 8 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. Eastern, by using the hashtag Horse Hour. Follow Amy at AmyStevenson1 and subscribe to us on Acast, iTunes, Stitcher and Player FM.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.